trees and bushes. And then you look around and say, uh-oh, that tree over there looks a lot like the tree I just passed a while ago. I don't know where I'm going. How could you use this compass? You could figure out which what you're going. Which direction? Do you know which way a compass points? Do you know?
They always point north.
It always points north. So that arrow, I see west, south, east, and that arrow means north. So which way is north? Yep, that way. And the drums are north, and that means which way is south? That way. And what about west? Back there. What about east? Yep, right there. So you could spin it around all the many times you want, or you could walk around in a circle with it, and it still always points. It's going around. It'll stop at north, though. We'll see. Is it still pointing north? Yeah. So if you got lost, you could use this to figure out which way you're going. So I wanted to bring this today because I wanted to share a story with you about a conversation the disciples were having with Jesus when they were feeling lost. And they weren't lost in the woods. They were feeling lost and worried and uncertain in their hearts because it was about time for Jesus to be crucified. And he was telling them that he was going away and they weren't going to see him anymore. How do you think they were feeling? Really sad. How else? Yeah, afraid. They had been walking with Jesus for a long time and talking with him and spending lots of time with him and learning from him. And then all of a sudden he said, I'm going away and you're not going to see me anymore. And they were pretty worried. And the Bible uses another phrase to say how they were feeling. It said, their hearts were troubled. Have you ever felt like your heart was troubled? Yeah, does it feel kind of sad, kind of worried, kind of not sure what's going to happen? That's how they were feeling. So, do you think our story is going to be Old Testament or New Testament? New, because it's with Jesus. Let's see if we can find it. It's in the book of John, and it's in chapter 14. So, Jesus was talking to his disciples, and this is what he said: Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms, many mansions, many places to live. If it weren't so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I'm going to prepare a place for you, that means I will come back again and take you with me so that where I am, you will be also. So he says, don't worry, I'm going to go prepare a place for you and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to get you. And they still weren't really convinced. And Thomas, one of the disciples, says, Lord, we don't know where we're going. How can we know the way? Like you might ask yourself in the woods if you're lost and you need a compass. How can we know the way? And then Jesus looked at him, and this is what he said. He said, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. They were feeling lost and troubled and sad and worried, and they were looking around and they were thinking, we don't know the way. But then Jesus said, you know what? You don't have to know the way. You don't have to have a map or a GPS or a long list of instructions. You don't have to figure it out for yourself. All you have to do is follow who? All you have to do is follow God. All you have to do is follow the one he sent. Who's that? Jesus. And Jesus will show you the way. Sometimes in our lives, we feel worried and uncertain, and sometimes our hearts feel what? How are they feeling? Crunched up? Yeah. Their hearts were troubled. Sometimes my heart feels troubled, and I really, really like this verse because it makes me realize I don't have to know the way. I don't need instructions or a GPS, and I don't even need a compass. Who do I need to follow? You just need to follow Jesus. And he planned it just that way. He said, follow me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. What holiday is coming up? Thanksgiving. You know, sometimes at Thanksgiving, we like to make a list of things we're thankful for. And sometimes we write them down, or sometimes you'll sit at your family's table and you'll go around and everyone will talk about the things that we're thankful for. What are some of the things you guys are thankful for? What are you thankful for?
The Bible.
The Bible. What else?
My family.
Family. Ella, what are you thankful for?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. We have so many things to be thankful for. We have friends and family and our church. And you have one more?
Our holy.
Okay.
God.
God. And the thing I want us to think about this morning is that even in times when we're not feeling super thankful, even in times when we're really worried or scared or afraid, we can be thankful that Jesus shows us the way, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that we don't have to worry. We just have to follow him. So think about that this Thanksgiving. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you so much for this story and this verse. And thank you that no matter what, no matter when we're as lost as we can possibly be, and we don't know which way to go, and we don't have any idea, that you are there and that you know, and that all we have to do is look towards you and follow you. Help us to have a good day this Sunday. Help us to have a great week and a great season of Thanksgiving. Amen.